This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport.
The chairman of Australian Selectors, George Bailey, joins us on Summer Grandstand with so much happening. A one-day series against the might of Team Blue, Team India, to start in Perth tomorrow. We'll have it all for you here on ABC Sport, and the Ashes gets ever closer as well. George, you can probably hear the hubbub in the background. I'm at Randwick for Everest Day. Where have you been over the last couple of days? You've had plenty of choices to take in some cricket. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, pleasure, Quentin. No, not as exciting as that. You're going to have a great day there. I have had a good couple of days. I watched day one of the Tasmania-Western Australia Shield game down at Belrive, and then I spent a couple of days at the Adelaide Oval watching Queensland and South Australia.
What's your biggest takeout from this round of Shield cricket, George?
Mostly positive stuff, mate. Lots of people scoring runs, which is good. But I think as much as anything, just gathering information, early season Shield rounds and the one-day domestic rounds, getting around to as many coaches and players as we can and just checking in, seeing how they're all going, how their prep's been for the summer, and then obviously, yeah, watching early round performances. So it's been pretty pleasing, to be honest.
And we can narrow down on that in a moment, but I just thought I'd go with the newsy elements of certainly yesterday. Cameron Green is a guy that always gathers a lot of headlines because of his talent. Can you just explain a little bit more about why he's going to miss this one-day series and his timeline over the next couple of weeks as far as his cricket and, of course, the Ashes looming later in the summer?
Yeah, absolutely. It is very, very, very minor, and I'd stress it's a conservative, cautionary approach from us. I think given the timeline and the work we've put into getting Cam back on the ground and available for us, or the plan is available for us as an all-rounder for the Ashes, just pulled up a little bit sore after a couple of bowls post his Shield game. The plan for him was always just to play the first two one-dayers and then be available for the third Shield game. And I think the way that he's been swinging the bat in white ball cricket of the past, it was just a minor risk that it just might take him a couple more days to settle down. Probably unlikely, but just think the work we've put in, the big plan for him and hopefully for us across the summer is to have him fit and firing as an all-rounder come and available for selection come the first test. So as it stands at the moment, he'll be available for Shield 3 and 4, and that was his plan all along.
Does he need to be able to bowl to earn a place in the Australian Test side?
Not necessarily, but it'd be advantageous, absolutely.
Okay, and just on that, we sort of in the same postcode, we've got an update from Chris Rowbottom about Bo Webster's ankle. I believe he's due for the next Shield game. Can you give us any further information about a man who has stepped up so brilliantly since being asked to come into the test team for that Sydney test against India earlier this year?
Yeah, he has, and I'm champing at the bit to get back, Bowie. And again, a different stage of the summer or a different looking summer, potentially, he could have played this Shield game as a batsman. I think for us, just the history of, he's had a similar ankle injury in the past, and it was, he recovered well from that, but then had a soft tissue injury sort of 5 or 6 weeks post that. So that was something we were conscious of. And almost trying to take a bigger picture view with Bo and work it back from the summer rather than forward. And just, I think the best way, you can play with those ankles, but if it stays niggly and grumbly throughout the summer, then potentially that starts to impact performance. So for us, it was just calming Bo down, say, get it right, launch into the third and fourth Shield games as an all-rounder and get ready for Perth.
I'm anticipating the shot, but I'll bowl it anyway. Can those two guys play in the same test team?
Yeah, they have. So I don't see any reason why that can change.
Okay. Yep. Green, of course, and Webster speaking about there. You're hearing from George Bailey. Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull. How much of Adelaide have you taken in? Marnus is batting again now. He's been in terrific form. How much have you seen of him at the start of this domestic season?
Yeah, quite a bit. And most pleasingly, most of what I've been seeing from him has been from the middle of a cricket ground. So that's been great to see. Particularly that innings in Adelaide. I thought his movement and intent, and just the way he built into his innings and dominated the innings. Chatting to a few coaches and players over there, he was very much the standout and almost the difference in that game with the bat in terms of turning a start into a big 100. So he was certainly one of the performances of this round of Shield cricket that was really pleasing.
Could he open the batting in the test team, or you're still sort of trying to work out how that all plays out?
Oh, he absolutely could. I've got no doubt about that. I think he's got a skill set that can. I don't think that's unique. I think there's plenty of guys that bat in the top three around the country that could shift from three to the top or from the top to three. So I don't think there's a massive change in the way that he would approach that or play. Whether he does or whether he needs to, that's a different question.
Yep. And just while we're sort of talking about the batting, the art of selecting, and obviously you need to watch a lot of cricket because we see Shield scores and we know that at times your job is to decipher them. And we know that there's a difference between conditions. We heard it was pretty spicy that first deck over in the West for the first game there, which got Constance in a bit of trouble. He's got naught and 50 in that other game. But how much do you sort of have to work on with your other selectors the worth of an innings rather than just the bare numbers that the fans sort of look at?
Each and every game provides context, doesn't it, around different situations and conditions and opposition. So yeah, they are. There's not all runs are necessarily created equally. You can make it really easy, and if you're scoring runs in all types of conditions against all types of opponents, that's normally a pretty good sign. But you do. You're looking at the pressure of certain situations in a game where the guys are getting their team over the line or setting their team up. Absolutely. There's no doubt that across the country, one of the great things about Australia is how big it is, and that does produce different conditions at different stages. The Junction Oval game this week was a pretty good example. I think historically people look at that and say it's a flat wicket and easy to bat on. It certainly didn't necessarily look that way this week. So each game's different, and you're just trying to gather as much information and run. Certainly performance is a huge part of that, but there's also just, I think, the way at different times the way certain players approach it and their intent and their impact, how they fit into the batting lineup, how they work in partnerships. There's plenty of sort of different factors into what makes up hopefully a strong top six.
Yeah, and just on that, so Norton and 53 for the opening batting incumbent at the Junction Oval. How do you rate what Sam Constance did in that game and his performance assist the West Indies tour?
He's doing it under a pretty fierce spotlight, isn't he? I don't think there's another batter in the country at the moment that is he's been scrutinised more, and he's still a young kid who's very much in a learning, as everyone always is, but at that age still learning a lot about his game, I reckon, each and every innings he plays. So I thought there was some really positive signs yesterday, and on the back of being knocked over cheaply in the first innings, a niggly sort of total. I thought he started with really good intent, and just the scoring that both he and Blake Nikitaris, scoring pressure that they were putting on Victoria, really, probably at one stage there put New South Wales in the box seat. So some positive signs.
Yeah, George Bailey, Australian Chairman of Selectors, with you. Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull. The hubbub in the background is the patrons here at Royal Randwick, where we're broadcasting from the Winner's Circle. Now, I believe in Sydney, is it next Saturday? Yeah, next Saturday, isn't it, when you play the third of those one-day games against India, which we'll talk about in a moment. But that's, I believe, when you get together with Steve Smith and Pat Cummins. am I right in saying that's when this is the first time the three of you will get together?
I think the game's on Saturday. No, we'll probably catch up with them before. But yeah, that'll be a nice connection point. Get together face to face. Be good to see both of them. Really, I was chatting a hell of a lot to Paddy across the phone over the last few weeks around different things. So yeah, it'd be nice to catch up. And hopefully close out a one-day series and start looking ahead for some, you know, around some different topics, I reckon.
And I think that the question is, if Pat Cummins doesn't start the Ashes series, just the way that the team has been able to continue the momentum without him, obviously Steve Smith captained in Sri Lanka in Pat's absence. So no doubt it'll be made big story if Pat's not there because he's such a good cricketer. But how confident are you that Andrew McDonald and this dressing room is ready to adapt if the skipper doesn't play in Perth?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, as you said, there's been occasions of that in the past. Since Pat has taken over as captain, I think there's been, I'm guessing now, 6 or 7 occasions, I reckon, where Steve has deputised for him when he's missed. I think there's, you know, a couple of occasions overseas. There was a game he missed through COVID in Australia, another one where he had a small niggle, and each time Steve stepped into that role seamlessly. So that'll be the same. If Pat does miss a test across the summer, then Steve will take his place, and they'll keep working together as they have throughout Pat's tenure. And when Pat is there, then it'll revert back to the normal working order.
Just a couple of quick ones. You've been generous with your time. Just injury checks on quicks, if we need to call on them. Where's Joe Richardson at?
I'm looking at him. He's
ask him how he's going. We know if he's fit, he's very good.
Yeah, he is. No, he's tracking nicely. There's some really positive without sort of getting over the out of hand with it at this stage. He's continuing to build nicely. If all things sort of keep tracking the way they are, hopefully he's looking at a great cricket return in November, and he'll slowly start building up. But he's starting to hit some numbers on the speed gun that are getting people excited in terms of, you know, starting to make some meaningful steps forward. I think most players.
Well, if he's there, I can. Yeah, I can ask you the question. You can look him in the eye when I say, would he be Ashes ready? So not Ashes ready?
I don't sort of want to speculate that far ahead, but he's tracking nicely, mate. So that's really pleasing. It's been a big, he's put a hell of a lot of work in. It's been a long time out and a big commitment to go through with the surgery and hopefully put his shoulder troubles behind him. So I'm really pleased to see where he's at right at this moment.
Yeah, and who of the other sort of pace batteries sort of grabbing your attention if indeed we need to call on some reinforcements?
It's not dissimilar, and I'm not trying to dodge this question, but it's not dissimilar to the batting question in some regards. It probably depends on who you're trying to replace, and how that bowling lineup fits together, what surface we're playing on, and depending on what stage of the Ashes, you know, you'll have some information around your opposition as well. So we're comfortable where it's at. I think there's some good depth across a number of roles. And there's no doubt that there's plenty of conversations going on in the background just around hopefully ensuring that if and when those guys are required, that they're really well placed to be able to perform well.
I can't believe that I've spent 10 minutes chatting to you. We're playing India tomorrow, George. Generally, that's a very big topic of conversation. The crowds are going to be massive, and we've seen that the Aussies have had a bit of white ball cricket of late. So what are you hoping to see in this series?
Well, hopefully some new information. Certainly, the one-day cricket, we've got a little bit of transition still, I think, on the back of not that long ago that Steve Smith's retired, Glenn Maxwell's retired. So certainly in the batting front, we're still in a little bit of transition there with Matt Renshaw will make his debut tomorrow, which will be exciting. Josh Philippi comes in for a game as well, which is great. So there's some new faces sort of starting to get a semblance and build out the type of team and players that we think we'll need for the 2027 World Cup. And then obviously at the back end of that, there's the, you know, our last T20 series before we get fully into a T20 World Cup prep mode come February. So whilst we are very much aware that there's an Ashes series coming up, there's no shying away from that. It's still a really important one day in T20 series for us. So we're delicately trying to walk that tightrope of getting the best of both worlds.
Thanks for taking our call, George. And I'm glad I asked about Jai Richardson. He was right there with you. Can't wait to see him back fit, and we can ask sort of questions about whether he gets back to international cricket. Good luck in Perth tomorrow.
Thanks, Gren. Cheers, mate.
This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport.